Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Sukkah Daf Gimel. We begin 11 lines from the top of the Amid. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Halacha, the final halacha regarding the minimum size of a sukkah is as follows. You see, in yesterday's Daf we discussed a shear which was described as Machsekes Roishai V'Rubei V'Shulchanai, a sukkah which is large enough to accommodate one's head, most of his body, and his small size table, which Rashi described as being 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim. That was one shita. Another option was, perhaps, it needs to be larger than that. It needs to be 4 Amis wide by 4 Amis long, Dalad Amis, Al Dalad Amis, to be considered a kosher sukkah. Says the Gemara, what is the halacha lamaisa? Halacha tzricha shetehei machsekes, roishay v'rubi v'shulchanay. Needs to accommodate head, body, and table, which means 7 by 7 tfachim. Amli Rabbi Abba, says Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Shmuel, Kiman, in line with whose shita are you stating this fact? Kibbe Shammai? Is it according to Beis Shammai? Because we know there's a machlekes regarding the minimum size of a sukkah. Beis Shammai maintained it's 7 by 7 to accommodate head, body, and the table. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, you only need 6 by 6. You can leave the table out of the sukkah. So when you say, Roishay Rubi V'Shulchanai, meaning 7 by 7, you're following Beis Shammai, which is a chiddush, generally we follow Beis Hillel. Amalei Rav Shmuel responds to him, Ela Kaman, sure. Who then am I paskening? Of course, it's Beis Shammai. Ikeda Amri, there's another version of this conversation. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi turned to me and says, the Amar Lach Mani, the one who told you this halacha, in line with whose shita was he telling it to you? Where's the source that you need 7 by 7 to accommodate Rosh Rubai and Shulchanai? Later, Shmuel responds, Beis Shammai. It's actually Beis Shammai. V'loi tozuz mina. Don't move from it. Meaning, it's halacha l'maisa. This time we follow Beis Shammai Shita. In fact, Tosis brings that there are actually 6 times throughout Shas where the halacha follows Beis Shammai, and this happens to be one of them. Says the Gemara, Maskeflor of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Here's the kasha. Where are you coming from? Where did you see a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with respect to 6 by 6, 7 by 7? It must be from that Mishnah. Adav Chavches. The Mishnah there describes a fellow who is sitting in the sukkah. Misha Haya. Roishay v'rubay v'sukkah. So he's sitting in the sukkah. V'shulchonay b'sei chabayis. But his table was outside the sukkah in his house. What is halacha there? Beis Shammai poislin, Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai invalidate, Beis Hillel say it's fine. And Beis Hillel brought a riot to Beis Shammai. Look, there was a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis. The Chacham came to visit him when he was unwell, and they saw him sitting in this manner. He was in the sukkah, his table was in the house, and didn't say anything. Apparently, says Beis Hillel, it's perfectly fine to sit in the sukkah in this manner. Says Nachman Bar Yitzchak, is that where you're coming from? Because you interpreted that Mishnah as though it's a machlekes regarding the size of the actual sukkah. Does it have to accommodate a table or not? Beis Shammai say it does. Therefore, it has to be 7 by 7 tefachim to accommodate Roish V'Rubai and Shulchanai, whereas Beis Hillel maintain Roish V'Rubai is sufficient. You don't need room for the table in the sukkah, and therefore all you need is 6 by 6. You need a tefach for that small table. So all you need is 6 by 6. Is that where you're coming from? And therefore you're presenting it as machlokes b'sham b'sil. How do you know that's pshat in the Mishnah? Mimai di b'sham b'sil b'sukkah katana pligi. How do you know that the machlokes between them pertains to a small sukkah? Meaning the discussion is regarding the minimum size of a sukkah. They say 6, they say 7. How do you know? Perhaps it's unrelated to size. Dilma b'sukkah g'dayla pligi. Perhaps they're discussing another topic altogether. A large size sukkah, 7 by 7, 10 by 10. The discussion pertains to the person who happens to be sitting in this unconventional manner. He's in a sukkah. His table happens to be in his house. Ukigoyin deyosef apuma demetalalta. For instance, he's been sitting at the door, apuma, at the opening of metalalta, as a sukkah. Tal, tzeil, is a shade. So the metalalta is a sukkah, which creates shade. So he happens to be sitting at the opening of the sukkah. And his table happens to be sitting in the house. He didn't bother bringing his table into the sukkah. So again, the sukkah is perfectly fine. Large size sukkah. So that's not the discussion. The shaila is, if this fellow happens to be sitting in the sukkah and his table is in his house, is he going to be yotze? B'shami savri? No, he's not yotze. Gazrin and we're concerned, shami yimashach achas shulchani, perhaps he'll be drawn after his table, after his food. He'll end up eating outside the sukkah. Therefore, they maintain, you're not meant to be sitting in the sukkah in this manner. In fact, Tosfos says, not only is it an issur l'chatchila, but because of this gzeirah d'rabbanan, says Tosfos, they remove the entire mitzvah. You're not even yotze min ha-Torah. A chiddush of Tosfos. That's why shami v'goyzer, shami yimashich. U'bisel savri, like Azrinan, we're not concerned about being drawn after your table, your food. And therefore, it's perfectly fine to sit in the sukkah in this manner. So the discussion has nothing to do with sukkah size. We're speaking about a big sukkah, perhaps. Perhaps all agree you need a big sukkah to accommodate a table. But we're speaking about a sukkah that can theoretically accommodate a table, but it's not there. The table happens to be sitting in the home, and he's in the sukkah. Is that fine or not? Mishama say no. Yisrael say yes. Videi Kinami says the Gemara actually proved my point. That we're discussing the status of the person and not the sukkah. Diktani, take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by saying, Misha haya roisha v'ruva b'sukkah v'shulchan b'sech habayis. If one happened to be sitting in the sukkah and his table happened to be in the home, so we're speaking about a person, a manner of using the sukkah. B'shame paislin b'sil machshirin. So it's pretty clear, we're not discussing minimum sizes of sukkahs. We're talking about a big sukkah. We're talking about a person who's not sitting the way people usually sit. He's at the edge of the sukkah, table's in the home. The shaila whether he's going to be drawn after his table or not. V'imisa, now according to you, the discussion pertains to sukkah size, the Mishnah is presenting it inaccurately. The wording should have been different. Machzekis, Mishnah should have said, well, a sukkah which can accommodate a table, ve'ena machzekis, or cannot accommodate a table, mi'boyle. That's how the Mishnah should have presented it. If the topic is related to sukkah size, the very fact that the Mishnah presents it otherwise, mi'shahaya b'sukkah, who a fellow sitting in the sukkah, his table happened to be now, we're speaking about a person. Is he eating appropriately? Is he being yotze properly? Shammai say no, Basila say yes. So how do you get this idea that there's a machlokes between Shammai and Basil regarding the size of a sukkah? Where are you coming from? Response to the Gemara. U'besukkah k'tana lo pligi. Do you mean to say there is no machlokes between Shammai and Basil regarding the size of a sukkah? The minimum size of a sukkah? Take a closer look at that Mishnah again. Actually, we're going to bring it right from our brace. V'atanya. Listen to this brayse. Machzek es roisha v'ruvah v'shulchan ekshera. The sukkah is large enough to accommodate head, body, and table, meaning 7x7, that's fine. According to Tanakhama, Rabbi Omer, it needs to be larger than that. Ad sheheba arba amis, al arba amis. He holds it needs to be 4 amis by 4 amis, which the Gemara in Ervin refers to as mekoyme shel adam. That gives him enough room to lie down, to stretch out in all directions. The Gemara actually, later on, Daf Zaynoy Beis explains that Rebbe holds sukkah needs to be a diras kva. It has to appear like a permanent dwelling. It has to accommodate a person properly. It needs to be large enough for him to move around, to have enough usage space in that sukkah. It needs to be 4 amis by 4 amis. So we have achleikis in this price, that Tanakhama maintains. As long as it's large enough for head, body, and table, 7x7, it's okay. Rebbe maintains 4x4 amis. That's one brice. Now we're going to have a stira from another brice. V'tani idach. Listen to this brice. Rebbe emikol sukkah she'em ba 4 amis. Al 4 amis psula. So once again, according to Rebbe, a sukkah, which is less than 4 by 4 amos, possible. What did the Chacham say? So in contrast with the previous brisa, where they held 7 by 7 tefachim is enough, over here, they don't even need that much. The Chacham Imrim, you don't need 4 by 4 amos, you don't need 7 by 7 tefachim, afilo eina machsekes, ela roishe verubik shero. Even if it could only accommodate head and body, it's okay. 6 by 6 is okay. Vilu shulchan like tani. There's no mention of table here. So what is the shita's chachamim? Roy shavirubay and shulchan 7 by 7 tefachim, or merely roy shavirubay 6 by 6? Kashin adadi. We have a contradiction between the brises. Elalav shmamino. Apparently, we have to say the brises reflect different manda amrim. Habe shamay. The first brisa, which requires roishay rubay vil shulchanai, is in line with Beis Shammai. Habesil, the second brisa, is in line with Beisilo. So it's pretty clear that there is a machlokes between the two regarding a sukkah ktana, the minimum requirement of a sukkah. So let's assume that our initial assumption is indeed correct. And in fact, the Gemara says, we're going to find that machlekes as well in that Mishnah, Danon Chavchesem Aralef. Omar Zutra, Mas Nisin Amidek. If you take a closer look at that Mishnah, Chavchesem Aralef, you will see that this is also a point of conflict. That according to Beis Shammai, a sukkah has to accommodate a table, has to be 7 by 7. According to Beis Sila, it does not. 6 by 6 is sufficient. Why? Take a look at the Mishnah, Midik Tani. See, the Mishnah speaks about a fellow who is sitting in the sukkah, his table is in the home. What does the Mishnah say on that? Beis Shammai poislam, they disqualify, they invalidate. Ubeisil machshirin, they say, it's kosher. Now, when we speak about a person doing something, wouldn't you rather say, you know, he's yaitzei, he's not yaitzei. The lashon kosher and pasul usually pertains to an object, an item. In this case, the sukkah. So apparently speaking about the status of the sukkah itself as well. V'im Isa, if your approach is correct, meaning the discussion there is limited merely to whether the person who was sitting in this manner, him in the sukkah table in the home, was yaitzei or not, then the Mishnah should have employed different language. B'shama emrim lo yatza, because we're concerned that he might be drawn after his table, gzeira shem yimashich, u'b'sil emrim yatza. Me boyle. That's how the Mishnah should have presented the discussion. Yotza alon, lo yotza. The fact that the Mishnah presents it as Beis Shammai poislam, b'sil machshirin. What does it tell you about that discussion? Apparently, speaking about the sukkah itself, a sukkah which cannot accommodate a table. It's only 6 by 6. Beis Shammai say pasul, and b'sil say kosher. So I've proved my point. That indeed there is machlokes between them regarding the minimum size requirement of a sukkah. Says the Gemara, but now we have conflicting the yukim in that Mishnah. The Lashon Pasul and Kasher indicates we're speaking about the size of the sukkah, we're determining the status of the sukkah itself. But then we have the other diyuk that we started the Gemara off with. What are the opening words of that Mishnah? Speaking about a person, any manner of using the sukkah is acceptable or not. And here we say the discussion revolves around the status of the sukkah itself because it's too small in size. Which one is it? What are they talking about? The person of the sukkah? This diyuk is conflicted by the other diyuk of Mishahaya, describing a person and halacha of this fellow. Says the Gemara, you're right. Both are true. Lo'ilim betarti pligi. They're having two separate discussions, two separate machlekes. Pligi besukkah ktana. One revolving around the minimum size of a sukkah. If a sukkah cannot accommodate a table, meaning it's only 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, b'shame poislam, u'b'tzil machshirin, that's number one. And number two, u'pligi besukkah gdoilam. Even if it's a large size sukkah, but it so happens to be that this fellow's table is stuck in the home. Mishaya, he was in the sukkah, but his table happened to be on the other side, inside the house. Another machlek is there. So although the sukkah is kosher, but he is using the sukkah unconventionally. Say be shama gzir or shama yimashach achas shulchani. He might be drawn after his food. Don't sit in this manner, and you're not yotze. But still say it's okay. V'chzur mechzur v'chitani. You're meant to learn the Mishnah as though it's missing some words, and it's meant to read as follows. Mishnah begins, Mishahaya roisha v'rubah besukkah v'shulchani b'sechabayis. One who was sitting, for the most part, in the sukkah, but his table was inside the home. That's the first shaila. V'shamar amim lo yotza, because he might be drawn after his table. U'besil amim yotza, it's okay. That's number one. Number two, regarding the shiur sukkah. V'she'ein amachzekes elakadei roisha v'rubah b'vad. If you have a sukkah which cannot accommodate more than head and body, but table has to be left outside, there's no room for the table. So the sukkah is merely 6x6 tefachim. That's another shayla. And here as well, b'shamay poislam. They say it's no good. Why? The Gemara later on the Zion tells us, because b'shamay require diras kva. It needs to have some sort of permanence. As Rashi there says, the roy letashmish ba'inan has to be suitable for proper usage. It has to accommodate a table, which is needed for mealtime. So it's interesting that we have different levels of diras kva. Rebbe held that it has to be 4 amis by 4 amis because of this same svara diras kva. Bisham may maintain you don't need such a high degree of diras kva. Even a minimal diras kva is sufficient. As Tosis over there in the Zion base points out, there are different variations of Diras Kva. There's Rebbe's version, Dal Damis, there's Beshami's version, Roishiv Rubi Shulchanai, but in any case, it's based on the same precept. It can't just be some flimsy shack. It has to provide, it has to serve properly. That's Beshami. Ubisil Makshir, still say, even if it cannot accommodate a table, and it appears merely like a very much Diras Arai, just 6x6, barely large enough to accommodate a person, not even the whole person, that's okay. So in fact, we've proven our point. Began the Gemara, V'Shmuel Bar Yitzchak tells us, that Halacha L'Maaseh says that a sukkah needs to be 7x7. And this is in accordance with the Beis Shammai. Where do we find such a Beis Shammai? Take a look at the Mishnah of Chesed Meraleh, which contains two discussions. One regarding a fellow who was sitting in the sukkah, and his table happens to be in the home, but it was a large size sukkah, a kosher sukkah, l'kuli amma. The question is whether there's a concern of Shema Yimashich. Bishamay say, there's a problem there. He might end up in the house with his food. Bishamay say, it's okay. Number two, regarding the minimum share of a sukkah. Bishamay hold Diras Kva. It needs to contain Roish Rubei and Shulchani 7x7, where it's going to be sealed. Roish Rubei 6x6 is sufficient. So in conclusion, regarding the share of a sukkah, we still say, Roisha Berubi, Vaval Tfachim is sufficient, Diras Arai is enough. According to Beis Shammai, it needs to be Roisha Berubi Bishulchanoi, Zayin Azayin Tfachim. It needs to emulate a Diras Kva, according to Rebbe. Larger than that, Dalad Amos, Al Dalad Amos, which is Mekoy Mishal Adam, which conforms to Diras Kva. What about if he is sitting in a large size sukkah, but his table happens to be in the bais? Fact is, he ate in the sukkah and he's yotze. Continues the Gemara, Man Tana, Loha, the Tana Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following price? Which says, Bayis she'emboi arba amois al arba amois. If you have a house, let's say a one-room house, which isn't larger than, which doesn't have 4 amis by 4 amis. It's not considered a bais. And therefore it's potter min ha-mezuzah. It's exempt from mezuzah. U'min ha-makeh. There's no need to build a railing on its roof. Ve'ini metame b'negoyim. If this small size bais will experience a nega, it doesn't become tame. Ve'ini nechlat b'bat erichim. The halacha is, if a person sells a bais in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, he has up to 1 year to redeem that home from his buyer. Torah allows him that privilege. Get it back if you can somehow come up with the money. But once the year is over, that deal becomes finalized. The customer settled in. You have no right to go ahead and retrieve your home. However, in this case where it's a mini bias, less than 4x4, can't really serve it, can't really accommodate, it's not considered a place of dwelling. Explains Rashi, it's like karka, a piece of land. In which case, you're not limited to that year. The halacha that a bias becomes finalized after a year, it's only by a bias. This is just a piece of karka. Go ahead and redeem it. Be paid it even after the year is over. Suppose he joined the army, he's at war, and the Kohen Mashiach, Muhammad, makes that declaration. He says, whoever purchased a home and hadn't had the opportunity to live in it long enough, he can go back home and enjoy your home. This fellow who happened to buy this mini home cannot come back. Ein chayzrin olav. He cannot return on behalf of this home me'urcha mochama, from the war arrangement, because it's not considered a true bias. Ve'ein ma'arvim boy. We don't make an heir of chatzeris on this bias's behalf, meaning he's not meant to contribute to the heir of chatzeris. Ve'ein neshtatvim boy. Nor is he meant to contribute in the Shetuvim voice, nor do we place the Erev Chatzeres in this home. We don't store it in this mini home because it doesn't constitute bias. In order to explain this properly, perhaps let's go through the Rashi's here. So Rashi begins 22 lines from the bottom of the Amid with the words, Rashi will present the concept of Erev Chatzeres, Shetuvim voice, which will allow us to understand El Gemara. Says Rashi, Ve'im Avram Boy Derech Bateim Liyis Psuchan L'chatzer. It was customary in their days to have batim, homes, open to a courtyard. V'habre batim Psuchan L'chatzer Achas. She had many batim opening to a courtyard. Ve'in Yoitzin Derech Chatzer L'shus Rabim, through which they would pass through to get to the Rishus Rabim. Nimtza HaChatzer Rishus L'kulam. If so, it turns out that the chatzar is a common service area serving all the homes. It's a communal area, as opposed to the homes, which are private entities. There's my home, your home, his home. Now, can you transfer something from the home, which is your personal property, to the chatzar, which is a communal entity? No, you cannot do that. The rabbanim never meant to do so without employing an eruv. Why? Because, think about it, the bias is a private domain. It belongs to Reuven, this one's to Shimon, that one's to Levi. By taking something from my home to the chatzah, which is a joint area owned by myself and the other fellow, I'm basically transferring from my rishos to his rishos. And this might lead a person to transfer from rishos ha-yachad to rishos ha-rab. We'll say, well, I could transfer from one type of rishos to the other type. I can go from Shidduch to Zeram, do Issa Deraiz. Chacham said, don't transfer from a bias to a chatzar unless you apply an Erev. What does Erev mean? Erev means mixing together. Ma'ariv. She Arev kolereshuyos. Only by combining and merging all the individual homes, liyosim rishus achas, into one joint entity. Like one happy family living in a chatzar. It's no longer Reuven's home, and Shimon's home, and Levi's home. Well, one happy family living together as one residency, one dear. How do you go about doing that? How do you merge together all the people? This is how you do it. V'tiknu deo mesakad litin kol bayis, u bayis shebachatzer pas. Every bayis contributes a bit of bread. V'kulam basad echad, it places it in one basket. It placed a basket into one of those homes. What happens now? It says, oh, they're all living in that home. They've all merged together into one place of residence. As though they're all living in this home. Now all homes are considered one combined, joint entity. One residence. So now the homes are one residence, and the chatzar is serving that one residence. It's not my home to your chatzar. We're all one happy family. We're all one dira. One residence. And the chatzar is serving that one residence. So that's the point of every chatzaris. In which case, now it's mutter to carry from the bayis to the chatzar. Because no change of reshuyos. It's no longer from my home to your chatzar. Because all homes belong to us. And the chatzaris belongs to us as well. So it's considered transferring from the same reshuyos to the same reshuyos. So that's the concept of the chatzaris. Has it pertained to us? Vashmin and hacha. So now the Brisa teaches us the bayis she'ein bo dal dal. If you have a mini home, it's not considered a makom dira. It's a chlitin as a pas. He doesn't have to contribute any pas, any bread for the erev chatziris because he's not interfering. He's not reckoned with. He's not accounted for. He's not a place of residence. Only the places of residence have this issue. You can't take from my place of residence to the joint service area. But this mini home, which is not considered anything, is not a makom dira. It doesn't have to be included in the Erev. Likewise, says the Brayis of Ein Mishtatrin Boy, Shita with a similar concept to Erev Chatziris. And this small bias doesn't have to contribute to the Shita of Mavois. Shetiknu chacham akol chotzer, hapsuch al mavi, chamu masakin, that all the courtyards which open up to the Mavi, which is the alleyway which channels the traffic from the Chatziris to the Shisrab. So you have 10 Chatziris, each Chatzir with 10 homes. And they all funnel into the alleyway, the Mavi, which takes them to the Shisrab. So it's a similar concern as before, because each Chatzir is servicing 10 people. And the Mavi is servicing 100 people. So you can't transfer from the Chatzir, which is a 10-person area, to the Mavi, which is a 100-person area. You're transferring from one person's place to another person's place, which might lead to be Moitzi from Shisayachat to Shisarab. So we apply a similar concept. We go ahead and we combine all the Chatziris as one. We merge them into one joint service area. So now all Chatziris are serving 100 people, and the Mavi as well is serving the same 100 people. There's no shini between one and the other. Shetiknu chacham al kol chatzar psuch al Mavi, kederach shetiknu erev lebatei chatzar. Shoshit of Mavois, joining together, partnering the chatziris within the context of their Mavi use, is a similar concept as the erev chatziris, which merges together all the homes into one, as per their chatzar use. And how do you create shetif? All the chatziris contribute some food to create this partnership, and now all chatziris consider one joint service area, and is similar in nature to the Mavi. They're both serving the same people. Oh, now we have a mini home which is less than 4x4 amri. Says Rashi, even bayis katan zeh pasuach chatzir shebe Mavi. Let's say we have one chatzir that only contains one home, a mini home, less than 4x4 amis. Now chatzar is open to the Mavi. He doesn't have to be reckoned with. He doesn't have to contribute to the Mavi, to the Shit of Mavi's. Ve'im bayis acher pasuchla. Now this chatzar has no other home except for this. So you have many chatziris with many homes, but there happens to be one courtyard that only contains one small, mini-size home. Ein mishtatrin boy. What does that mean? Ein tzrich halitim mishitif. This bayis, this chatzar that contains this bayis, doesn't have to contribute to the shitif because nobody lives there. It's not a makim dira. It doesn't have to be included in the shitif arrangement. So im avram boy means he doesn't have to contribute to the erev chatziris. Im shtatvim boy nor to the shitif mavois. Continues Rashi. The Torah halacha is ve'im anichim boy erev. Likewise, you don't use this small house as a storage place for the erev chatziris. As mentioned earlier, they would collect bread from all the homeowners, and that sal that contains the bread would be placed in a makom dira, thereby making that makom dira as their joint place of residence. It's as though they're living together in the same house. Says the Gemara, you can't place that bread in this mini home. It's not a makom dira. You've defeated your purpose. The point is that they're all living here. It's not a place to live. It's not suitable for a dira. Continues the Brice. What else is wrong with this small home? It cannot be used to make an extension to connect two towns. So you have one town on this side, one town on the other side, and there's 141 amma and a third between towns. And we have this mini bias right in the middle, leaving him with a space of 70 amma and two thirds between himself and the towns off to the side. Now, if this bias would be properly sized, would be considered halachically like a bias, then the fact that he's right in the middle and so close to the towns on either side, he's still considered within the municipal boundary of those towns, within the Karfif domain, within the Karfif zone, within the service area of those towns, in which case he makes an Ibur. Rashi learns that Ibur is like an Ishim Uberes. It extends those towns. It connects them into one town, in which case a resident of that town will begin counting, measuring his Tchum Shabbos, measuring the 2,000 Amma zone, which he can walk beyond his town on Shabbos. He'll begin measuring it from the far town, the town all the way on the other side, because he and the other town are one. It's like one city. In which case you measure the Tchum Shabbos beginning at the edge of that city. So that's typically, if you have a properly sized home in between two towns, it connects them into one, as opposed to this bias, which is too small to be reckoned with. It cannot go ahead and connect those towns. It cannot be used as an ibur between the ayores. Rather, those towns are considered like two separate entities, in which case the Tchum Shabbos must be measured from the edge of your town. Suppose two brothers will yerish this small home, or two partners purchase this home. They're not chulkim bay, which means they can't force each other to split this home, because if you divide it, isn't enough to go around. So that's the end of the price. Says the Gemara, who is this man do amar that considers the shear of a bias to be dalad amis al dalad amis? That's a threshold. That's the minimum for a home. Lema Rebbe, b'lei rabbanan. Perhaps it's Rebbe who held likewise by sukkah. You need a minimum of 4x4 amis. Apparently, that's the minimum shear of a sukkah and a bias. B'lei rabbanan, as opposed to rabbanan who maintained that a sukkah could be even smaller in size, 6x6, 7x7. Is that so? We're following only Rebbe, not the rabbanan? Says, well, no, I feel a tamer rabbanan. This price is certainly following even the rabbanan. Ad kan lekam rabban hasam. Yeah, it's only over there by sukkah where the rabban maintained small is fine. El linya sukkah, a sukkah, the dira sarai. It's just a temporary dwelling. As long as it can accommodate head, body, maybe table, that's enough. It's only for 7 days. It doesn't need to be bigger than that. Ava legabi bayis, the dira skvau. But when we speak about a bayis, do we reckon this thing as a bayis? A bias is something that has permanence. It's for all year round use. It's a diras kva. I think the Rabbanan Moed, even they would agree. This bias doesn't qualify. The isbe dalad amis, al dalad amis. If a bias is properly sized, has at least 4x4 amis, dairi be'inshi. One would live there. V'loi, but otherwise, loi dairi be'inshi. People don't live in this mini home. And therefore, even they agree. When it comes to the halachas of bayis, a mini home like this is not considered. Let's review the bryce. A bayis which is less than 4x4 has many halachas. Potter min ha-mezuzah, o min ha-makeh, vein metame bin ha-goyim, vein ha-nechlat ba'er batei rechayma, vein chayzrin olav ma'er ha-mochama. My time, why? Why do we say it doesn't qualify for these halachas? Says the Gemara, very poshut. The bayis ksib bu bekulu. Because in all these halachas, we have a mentioning of the word bias. And this isn't a bias. Says Rashi. right off to the side. Kulu bayis ksibuhu. We find by mezuzah, mezuzah spesecha. By maka we have kifsiv nebayis chadosh. By negoim we have a basha lehabayis. By bat irchayma we have kiim ker bayis moishav. And by urcham ochama we have ashabana bayis chadosh. This isn't a bayis. Continues the Gemara. What about the other halachas? Vein ma'arim boy, vein mishtatrim boy, vein manichim boy erev. Why doesn't it qualify for erev, for shittif, my time? It's not suitable for a dwelling. And when it comes to erev, comes to shittif, if it's not a mokam dira, it's not accounted for. Says the Gemara, let's make a diuk. You cannot place the erev chatziris in this home, because it's not a makam dira. And the point of the erev chatziris is to create a joint place of residency for everybody. This is in the makam dira. So you cannot place the erev chatziris in this bais. That's what the bais has said. Ein manichem boy erev. It says, well, let's make a diuk. Erev chatziris ein manichem boy. Apparently, only an erev chatziris, the bread collected from all the homeowners of the chatzar, cannot be placed in this mini home. Avol shitov manichem boy. But apparently, it would seem that a sheet of mavois can be placed in this mini home. So you make that collection from all the chatseris in order to merge them into one service area. You can take that food and place it in this mini home. My time, what's the difference? Why would you allow it in this case? Something more very posh, the loigora mechatzish b'mavi. See, unlike the erev chatseris, whose purpose is to combine to be metzarif all the bali batim into one makam dira, that needs a makam dira. We're all living in this home. So if it's too small for that purpose, you cannot place it there, even for storage. But when it comes to meshatif di chatziris, it's an entirely different concept. You're not creating a place of residence, a makam dira. Who lives in a chatzir, in the outdoors? It's a place which services the home. It's a makam shimush. It's an outdoor service area. Therefore, says the Gemara, you can take that shittim of voice and store it in this mini home. Fine, it's not considered a bais. That's fine. Let it be considered like open air. That's also fine. You can place shittim of voice out in the chatzar. Isn't that what you're trying to do? You're trying to merge all the chatzars into one service area. You place the shittim in the service area. It doesn't have to be in a home. So my time, why can't we place it in this mini home? To let go, because no worse than chatzar shebamavi. Like the outdoor chatzar in the Mavi. This nan, or the sani, as we learned in the Braisa, is the difference between placement of the Erev Chatzeris, which needs a Mokam Dira, as opposed to the Shittim of Vois, which does not need a Mokam Dira. Erev Chatzeris, that's placed b'chatzar b'chatzar. Shittim of Mavi, that's placed b'mavi. Says, well, what does this mean? Vavin, well, we asked the Kasha on this Braisa. He's telling me Erev Chatzeris b'chatzar? The bread collected by the Erev Chatzeris is stored out in the Chatzar, under the open sky. That's not true. But now we go to the Mishnah. If they place their Erev Chatzeris in a non-residential makim, for instance, a shar, a guardhouse, it's not a place of dwelling. Achsadra, outdoor terrace, merpeses, a porch, in an Erev, it's a walkthrough. It's not meant as a makim dira. You cannot place the basket of bread in these areas. And likewise, Vador Shamani Oyser. One happens to decide to live, that he's living in these areas. He doesn't interfere with the other Bnei Achatzar. He's not living in a Makam Dira. He doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. So, what do you mean that the Erev Chatziris is placed Bachatzar, out under the open sky? He defeated the purpose. He meant to create a joint Makam Dira. That bread has to be in a Makam Dira. Gemara learns that bread attracts it. It's a the makam of a person's bread, that's what he relates to. He relates to his makam of bread, of the lechem, of the erev chatziris. It has to be in a makam dira. Says the more you write, Elaim, rather reinterpret. The braisa meant like this. Of course, it has to be placed in a home. Rather, a ruvei chatziris bebayis shebachatzir. Of course, the erev chatziris has to be in a bayis. But the braisa was just trying to point out, you have to put it in this chatzir, as opposed to next door. Certainly in a bias, but where's the bias? In this chatzar, because isn't that what you're trying to do? to be mitzarif together all the bnei ha-chatzer. So it has to be in this chatzer, as opposed to v'shutufim avoyis, can be b'chatzer, in the alto area, the service area. Shabamavi. Of course, that has to be a chatzer that is using this mavi. You can't place it in the next door mavi. So that's pshat in the braisa. That Erev Chatzis, which is meant to create a Mokam Dira, has to be in a bais, but the bais has to be in this chatzer. The Shutuf Mavois can be out in the chatzer, but it has to be connected to this mavi. Getting back to our small home, says the Gemara, if so, that what? That Shutuf Mavois, which is meant to be mitzar of all these service areas as one, and therefore it can be placed out in open, out in the chatzer, likewise it can be placed in this mini home as well. Vahai, this small home, less than 4x4, loy gara mechatzer shebemavi, it's no worse than the outdoor chatzer of the mavi. That explains the braisa. On the one hand, ei manichem v'yeriv, since it's not a makam dira, it's not a proper storage place for the erev chatzeres, which needs a makam dira. As opposed to shita mavoi, that can be placed in this home, it's no worse than out in the open. The braisa mentioned vein oisin oisoi ibur meshte ayoris. It cannot be used as an extender, as a connector between two towns. Dafilu ku burgonin loy mashvinale. Burgonin are these small flimsy shacks used by hunters, by guards. What is a kasha? We know, we learn in Erevin, that these burgonin are considered extenders of the town, even though they're just flimsy, poorly constructed structures. Why then do we say that a bias, which is less than 4x4 amis, is not considered an ibur for the town on account of its small size? Why is it worse than a shack, which is either a properly constructed structure? So it's more my time, and why is it different? Why is this worse? The answer is very simple. Burgonin chazul masayu. Those burgonin are suitable for their designated function. So although it's poorly designed and poorly constructed, but it's apparently large enough, Rashi says, to accommodate, to be used as a linas laila l'adam echad. A person can sleep there. It's big enough for that. So since it's properly sized, and it serves its purpose, it's considered a bais, and can be used as an extender to the town. V'hai l'chazel mils, as opposed to the bais, which is less than 4x4 amis. It's properly constructed as per the materials. Heavily reinforced concrete, but the problem is it's too small. L'chazel mils, it's not suitable for its purpose. You can't live there. And therefore, we don't reckon with it. The Braisa mentioned Veina Achen Vashutin Cholkimboy. Brothers, partners who happen to possess this small home cannot force each other to divide it, because it's not enough to go around. Talmud Alesli Beidal Damis. Apparently, the concern is only because in total there's no 4 Amis. Ho Is Beidal Damis. But if this bias would have 4 Amis by 4 Amis, Cholkim, they would be able to force each other to divide this bias, although each one of them isn't really getting too much. It's only 2 for this and 2 for that. But we had a Mishnah. Ein cholkin es ha-chatzer. They cannot force each other to divide a chatzer. Ad sheyeh b'ho. Arba amas l'zeh v'arba amas l'zeh. Unless it's 4 amas per person. Apparently, that's considered the minimum, which grants him the privilege of compelling his partner to divide. But if it's less than 4 amas per person, that's not enough to go around and doesn't justify divvying. And here we say that even if the bias is merely 4 amos in total, that is enough, sufficient grounds to compel a chalukah. Says more, you're right. We're not speaking about forcing him to divide. Elaima rather interpret as follows. A bias which is less than 4x4, ain boy din chalukah bechatzer. The Gerus of bechatzer. It doesn't really get a portion of the chatzer. It has no chatzer privileges. What does this mean? See, Rashi explains it as like this. A chatzer isn't really an independent entity. What is a chatzer? It's a service area for the homes. That's where you unload the packages. That's where you come into the home. So if you have a properly constructed home suitable for dira, then you get part of the chatzar as a service area for that home. But if it's a poorly constructed home, it's too small for proper use, then you get no chelik in the chatzar. As the Gemara explained, the Omar Rav Huna, as Rav Huna said, chatzar lefi psochem mischalekes. A chatzar is divided according to the entrance ways from the chatzar to the home. Meaning, suppose two brothers inherited a chatzar which contains four homes, one real large size home, and three small ones. One brother took the large home, Reuven took the large one, and Shimon took the three smaller ones. When it comes to splitting the chatzah, how does it work? Says Rav Huna, according to Psachim, Reuven with the large mansion only gets a small portion of the chatzah. Since the chatzah is meant as a service area for that home, for the Pesach HaBayis, to allow entry to serve the Pesach of that Bayis, so only gets one portion, as opposed to his brother Shimon, who had those three small ones, he gets three quarters of the chatzah, because each one of his homes is entitled to a portion of the chatzah, which services his Pesach, his home. So again, Rav Huna says, chatzah lefi psachem sachlekes. A chatzah is divided according to psachem. Rav Chisda Amar, he agrees to the concept, but not to that extent. The Pesach gets a portion of the chatzah to serve it. Noisin lechol Pesach, Pesach arba amis. So each Pesach gets a 4 amma swath of land running into the chatzah. Let's say the Pesach is 10 ammas wide. So he gets a piece of land running into the chatzah, which is 10 ammas wide, in accordance with his door, 4 ammas into the chatzah. So each Pesach gets that. V'ashar cholkim b'shav. And the rest of the chatzah is divided equally. So in concept, he agrees to Rav Huna, the chatzah is meant to service the homes and the psachim. So it's proportional to the Pesach, but not to that extent. He says, each Pesach gets his service area, but the rest, Vashar, Cholkin, Oisei, B'Shav, is split equally. How does that pertain to us? We have a small home, a mini room, less than 4x4, which he was Yerush. So we had two brothers, being Yerush, a Chatzar. Reuven got a home in the Chatzar, Shimon got this mini home. For whatever reason, they decided to split it according to this formula. Says the Braisa, he will not get, the fellow with the small home will not get anything in the chatzah. You know why? Dahani mili bais. This privilege, this entitlement in the chatzah is only if you have a real bais. Dim lehavi kai, which is meant to endure. In which case the chatzah is serving that home. So you're entitled to part of the chatzah. Yavina le chatzah, so we give him part of the chatzah. High as opposed to the small home, the Mr. Koi, it's gonna be demolished one day or the other. It's not meant to last. It's not a Mokim Dira. Lo Yavina Le Chatzer. He doesn't get anything in the Chatzer. You see, you don't really get part of the Chatzer. It's only the Chatzer which is serving the home, which you get. Well, if you have a home, you get part of the Chatzer. If it's not a home, it's not a Mokim Dira, you get nothing in that Chatzer. So conclusion. We learned that a bias she'en boi dal 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 amois is not considered a bias, and therefore it's potem mezuzah mimake. It's not matame b'negoyim. It's ein nechlat b'batei rechayma, and ein chayzun olav me'erach al-mechama. The reason is very partial, because in all these halachas we find a pasuk which mentions the word bias. This isn't a bias. He won't contribute to the eruv nor to the shituf, and in fact you can't even use it as a place to store the Erev Chatziris, because it's not Roy Ladira. He doesn't serve as an Ibor between two Ayaris, because once again, he's not Roy Ladira, and he's worse than those Borgenen shacks. He doesn't receive a portion of the Chatzir, because he's Oymid Lissasir. It's going to be demolished sooner or later. He's not considered a Bais, and therefore, he doesn't get a Chelk of the Chatzir. Chatzir isn't serving anything, because it doesn't have a din of a Bais. So let's make a quick chazar of today's daf. We began with the shir sukkah. Rosh Shmuel Yitzchak tells us the halacha is a sukkah has to accommodate roishe v'rubei v'shulchanai, 7x7 tefachim. Mor asked him, who are you following, Beis Shammai, who hold it needs to be 7x7? And he responded, yes, certainly, I'm following Beis Shammai. As Tosfos points out, this is one of the six times we pass on Beis Shammai. And then we went on to a whole discussion regarding the shiurim of a sukkah. We have a sil who hold. It needs to be Rosh HaVerubay, no more. Vavavot Fachem. Sukkah's merely Diras HaRayin. That's enough. Bishami hold. Sukkah's Diras Kva. Therefore, it needs to be Rosh HaVerubay Shulchanai 7 by 7 Tvach. Rebbe holds even further. Diras Kva requires Dalad Amis al Dalad Amis, which is a true share of bias. It can accommodate a person, Dalad Amis, which is Mekayim Shaladam. We mentioned that Mishnah of Ches Amar Aleph, which the Gemara concluded that it contains both discussions. One regarding the Shir Sukkah, 7 by 7 or 6 by 6, and number 2 regarding a fellow who happens to be sitting in a large size Sukkah, and his Shulchan is in the home. Once again, we have Machlek, Shama say lo yotza, gzera shem yimashach achas shulchani. Mesela says yotza, we're not gozer. The fact is, he's in the sukkah, and he's yotza. The Gemara presented a braisa, that a bias less than 4x4 amis is not considered a bias. It's exempt from all these halachas. The Gemara suggested, perhaps, this is Shitas Rebbe. Just as sukkah is to be dalad, likewise a bias. But according to Rabbanon, perhaps you don't need to be dalad amis. The Gemara responded by saying, no. A sukkah, a diras harai, perhaps can be small, but a diras kva, something is meant to serve as a bias, that needs to be properly sized, to be considered. Otherwise, lo yidayir b'inshin. So what is the halacha regarding this bias, she'en bo dalad? He's part of mezuzah, makah, there's no nega applied. If one happens to sell it in a bias in the era which has a wall, we regard it as a piece of property, and therefore even after the year is over, it's not finalized. You can always get it back. And it doesn't entitle the soldier to return from the mocham. In all these cases, the pasuk mentions the word bias. Something which is not really ladir is not called a bias. He doesn't contribute to the Erech Hatzeres, Shittim Avoyis. It can be used as a storage for the Erech Hatzeres. He's not really ladir. It's not an Iwa Meshtei Ayores, and he doesn't get a chelok in the Chatzer. Haslacha Rabbah to you on Kol Tov.